That's Dan and Shay, Tequila on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
All right. We are going to talk to some very special people here. Chris Davis and Minda Smith on the phone. Hi, Chris and Minda. How are you guys?
Hi. We're good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. It's so good to talk to you guys. And just to give everyone a little background, Chris and Debbie are the parents of Nisa, who was a victim in the October 1 shooting. Minda is her sister, and we first of all want to extend our love and our condolences to you guys. I know that the 1 year anniversary, it's going to be a real tough one, I'm sure, for a lot of people, especially you. And what you guys are doing is pretty amazing. A lot of people, I think, were stunned by what happened and didn't know what to do. And I want you to tell everyone about the Love and Never Forgotten Fund.
Yeah, thank you. And we appreciate the condolences. It's certainly the anniversary is bringing on a lot of darkness for not only us, but the other 57 families. And honestly, we're just trying to grab some light. And we know that darkness can't exist if there's light. So we're trying to find light. And the way this came about is when Nisha passed, Debbie and I, Nisha was a single mom of three boys, and Debbie and I had retired. And when we got the call, we, of course, were on the first plane back. We actually had bought a motorhome and were heading out to see the world and parked the motorhome and got a plane and came back. So when we got back, Braxton, her middle child, was just graduating from Palo Verde. And my first business was to help him get into college because Nisha wanted him to extend his education. So as we did that, Minda and Debbie and myself, you know, we struggled with that, and we finally got him squared away, and there was a whole bunch of problems. You know, the grades had to be there, the universities had to accept him, and the money was, of course, an issue. So as we were struggling through all of this, we said, what are the other 57 families doing? Nisha was, of course, the breadwinner in her family. The breadwinners of the other 57 families were also struggling, we thought. And so we said, let's do something that we can help the children of the 58 families further their education and just get maybe a little light in their life.
Hi, it's Minda. So, you know, we've decided that we wanted to just do something to help relieve some of that stress that would be on these families. So the three of us started this scholarship fund called the Children of the 58, Loved and Never Forgotten. And we just wanted to be able to put something out there that families could be, you know, inspired by and have these children be inspired by to further their education in honor of their loved one who's no longer there. And, you know, that's how we kind of got it going. And we're so grateful for Nevada Community Foundation that they helped us go through their foundation and move forward with being able to, you know, bring some light, like my dad said, to so many children.
This is pretty amazing. So what this does is this fund, it's going to provide college and trade school scholarships to the surviving children who are 21 and younger at the time of 1 October, which do we know how many children there are?
Yeah, there's actually 55 children. There's one family in Canada. And yes, it will absolutely help whether they go to a college, university, or any kind of trade school.
I think it's amazing what your father said, how darkness can't exist if there is light, and you guys are certainly shining some light here. Can you tell us about your sister? She sounds like she was a wonderful woman.
Yeah, Nisa was a fireball. She was always on the go. She has been a single mom for most of her boys' life, and she worked hard. She was a hard worker, but man, she knew how to play hard too. And she definitely knew, you know, that family was important, that friends were important. Her work was important. She worked her way up the corporate ladder and was very successful at that and was an inspiration to so many. And You know, she was only about 5 feet tall and as tiny as can be. But man, you didn't mess with her. She was tough as could be.
What was one of your favorite memories with her?
You know, I'm going to say one of my favorite ones with, and there's a lot with Nisha because she is so spontaneous. And we always had a little running joke in our family that if we got on a deserted island, we always wanted Nisha with us because she would have a hut made and have all the water in, and then we'd be drinking piña coladas from the coconut tree. She was just that kind of a girl. But, you know, she competed in the Tough Mudder contest here in Vegas, and, you know, she got through it, and they finished, and she was bloody, and she was all full of mud in her hair, but that's just the kind of girl she was. She was a Tough Mudder.
That's so neat that you can talk about these stories about her, and it's almost like she's still with us. I feel like I kind of know her, and I was looking. We had some mutual friends on Facebook. I looked her up, and we had some mutual friends, and it's interesting, like how closely the people of Las Vegas are interwoven with each other. You know what I mean? That this is really the smallest big town, and that's why this Loved and Never Forgotten Fund, I think, is so important, because these are our friends. These are our neighbors, and what you guys are doing is pretty amazing. So how do people donate to the Loved and Never Forgotten Fund?
Well, we've got a GoFundMe link that they can find. You know, they just have to search Children of the 58 Loved and Never Forgotten. But they can also reach out to Nevada Community Foundation, and they can help them to be able to, you know, go around the GoFundMe if they want to, and just make a direct deposit into the fund.
We'll definitely post a link on our social. We'll post it on our website to make it easy for everyone to find. And we just want to tell you guys how much we appreciate what you're doing, how much we appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us, and that we love and we are thinking about you. We know it's going to be a hard day, but you're always in our thoughts.
Thank you, Mercedes and JC. We appreciate that so much. And thank you for having our family on. And we love your show and listen every morning. So thank you.
I love it.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a great day.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.